Hey, it's John and Jackson. We're about to start the show, but before we do, you know you can always join in even on the podcast by leaving us a voice message on our app. Jackson, where do you find our app?
You head on over to whatever your smartphone store is. So I have the Google Play Store, and John, because he's basic AF, has the iTunes Store.
The superior store.
Anyway, so you go to your respective smartphone store, you search for Mix 105.1 Utah, Mix 105.1,
yep.
Gotta add the point, and it's the one that's published by Broadway Media. We've had a couple of failed apps that didn't work so well.
kind of like morning shows over here on Mix.
Yeah, but this new one's actually really cool, and my favorite part is the open mic.
Yes, exactly. So the open mic is just a voicemail that you leave to Jackson, myself, and Monroe. So as you listen to the show, if there's something you want to talk about, just tell us what it is. Like, leave us a voicemail. We might play it on air.
Yeah, and if you have a topic that you have in your mind and you'd like us to discuss it in the podcast extra, tell us. Just like, hey, say your name, where you're from.
Yep.
Just say, hey, this is Yolanda from
Yolanda.
Kearns. Hi, Yolanda.
Kearns calling in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and say what your topic is.
Right.
So, I want to know why this always happens, or I'm having problems with my dating life. Tell me what I can do about it. Leave us that voicemail. Maybe we'll play it in the podcast extra and we'll actually be able to have a conversation about it, because I think that would be really fun.
On with the show.
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, don't you know what that means?
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It means it's
workout
Wednesday.
Let's work it out.
Wednesday.
Work out Wednesday.
Work it out.
Wednesday.
Soon an early morning workout.
When is this happening?
When is this happening?
Let's do it now.
Nope.
Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, well, the show must go on.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson. Starts now.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. Hump Day. August 7th, 2019. What's going on? John, Monroe, and Jackson. A high today of 96. Possible showers are expected this afternoon. Now, Monroe, she flew in from Kauai last night, which means she was on the red eye. I think they landed, but we said, hey. And this is actually true. Monroe was like, I'll just come in right from the red eye. And we're like, please, please don't. Please go home. Please try to get sleep. And then just start tomorrow. So I believe tomorrow she'll be back. That's Monroe's story. Now, Jackson, on the other hand, I got to be honest. I don't know where he is. I don't know. I thought I saw his coat this morning, but maybe he left his coat for last night. So that's happening as well, which means it's you and me, friends. That's all on a Wednesday. It's summertime. We get to hang out. Maybe someone else will be in. I do know we'll still do a second date update at 7:50 this morning. Chelsea and Dan went on two dates in a row. They even went to a wedding together. But Dan is not hearing those wedding bells with Chelsea. We'll see exactly what happened. If you miss it, I will make sure it gets up on our podcast today. Jackson or not, it'll be up there. Also, don't forget today, we are still giving away $100 each and every day up on our app. Just download the brand new Mix app. Search for Mix 105.1 Utah. All right, that's done. I need your help now. Since it's just me, it's just you, I need you to shoot me some texts. Tell me what's going on in your life. Let me lean on you. I need you to carry the show today. So what is going on in your world? What life experiences can you share with us? You know the number to text in, 844-649-1051. Maybe you're going to Backstreet Boys tonight. Maybe you're super excited. You're pumped. You're ready to go. What are you doing? This text says, fist bump, bro. I'm driving from work. Since I work the night shift, I'm exhausted. I have a brand new puppy waiting for me at home, so I'm not getting much sleep. Going to be listening to you all day. Love that. Show us a photo of the puppy. You can send it through the text. Love to see your puppy. My wife and I are getting ready to go on our last vacation before our second baby is due to Vegas. Didn't research how hot it was going to be in Vegas in August, but excited anyways. Better believe my first t-shirt in my pack is my Not Frank t-shirt. That's from Braden. Braden, thanks, buddy. Emily says, hope day. Going to head up to the Wasatch Front to go backpacking this weekend. Hopefully not too many mosquitoes, since last week at Lava Hot Springs, we ended up with so many. Heading to school for day three of finals week. Oh, man. I hope you do better than my finals week. Mine was last week. I've done better in school, I would say. This text says, on the way to teach new hires. Yes. Good luck there. All right. Get to it. It's your bite-sized Showbiz Beat, Charlie XCX. Well, she was asked what it was like opening for Taylor Swift last year, and I'll give her credit for being honest, or at least giving her opinion on the whole thing. She said, quote, "I'm really grateful that Taylor asked me on that tour, but as an artist, it kind of felt like I was getting up on stage and waving to five-year-olds. She added, quote, "I've done so much opening for others, and it really cemented my status as this underdog character, which I like now. But I need to just own my own stuff finally." And later she was saying that, "I didn't mean to disrespect Taylor Swift's fans by calling them all five-year-olds." And you know what? I gotta tell you, I think she's wrong. Last year, I've been to Taylor Swift's concerts in the last 5 years. They're not all five-year-olds anymore. You could have said that maybe 10 years ago, but everyone's grown up with Taylor Swift. In fact, I would say the average age of the Taylor Swift show was 28, 29 probably. Disney, we've been talking a lot about Disney Plus, the brand new Disney app. I've been telling you that I will give them all my money if need be. When they announced that it was going to be $6.99, I was like, deal. Well, I guess Disney announced that it's going to be more than that. In fact, the Disney Plus app is going to be $12.99 a month. But here's the good news. It's not just Disney Plus. It's also going to be Hulu and ESPN. Now, you are going to get the Hulu with advertisements, which is usually like $5.99 a month, and then ESPN, which is usually $4.99 a month. So if you take the deal, you're going to be saving $5 per month than if you bought all three separately. Or if you want, you can get the Disney Plus for $69.99 a year, paid all at once, which averages out to about $5.80, which isn't much cheaper, but hey, if you want to save a few bucks, why not? Nickelodeon doing a new Garfield series. I feel like you might have missed the boat on the Garfield bus. Like, when was the last time one of your kids asked about Garfield? In fact, I referenced Garfield to Liam and Ella. I don't think they knew who Garfield was. I made like an I Hate Mondays joke, which, you know, right on brand for me. The kids didn't laugh, which is right on brand for them. And then I had to explain who Garfield was. But then I started getting confused on who Garfield was and who Heathcliff was. And it got all jumbled up. So now the kids are just very confused with the whole thing. All right, there you go. There's a few stories to kick off. Now, I told you this morning when I came in, Monroe, of course, isn't back till tomorrow. She just landed on the red eye from Hawaii. We said sleep today. We'll hang out tomorrow and have some fun. But I always have my trusty, good friend, dare I say best friend, Jackson, who I can always rely on, who never lets me down. And then just this morning, I don't know what happened. I don't know.
You are just a monster. I want you to know that.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I slept in. Mm-hmm. I slept through 5 alarms.
Sure.
Slept right through them. I'm really afraid in case there's a fire at my house, because there's obviously not an alarm in the world that's going to wake me up. So John calls me. I hop out of bed. I get dressed as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
I managed to get dressed, brush my teeth, get down here in like 20 minutes.
I got to be honest, I did not expect you to already be calling me. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
But I left so quickly that I left my key card at home.
Oh.
So I'm sitting here looking at the back of John Walker's head. I'm locked out of the building. And I call and I'm just like, "Hey, man, can you come let me in? I'm so sorry. Not only am I late, I left my key card at home." And John's like, "No, man, I got a minute and a half of this song." So instead of putting in another song, he calls me on the phone and leaves me outside.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm going, maybe this is Jackson's punishment. Maybe he stays down.
Better let me into that building.
Outside.
Better let me inside.
10 Tech says it all right now at 844.
No. Let me in the building.
649-1051. Do we let Jackson in or do we just let him sit out there for a bit? Oh, this is like a Game of Thrones. This is shame, like almost where we're ringing the bell.
No.
Like we're just making you walk. Good morning to you, John Monroe. And yes, I let him upstairs. Jackson back in studio.
Hello.
I will tell you. So Jackson was late. And then
I'm so sorry.
He forgot his key card.
Yeah.
So I had all the power.
So instead of just, because I called him, there was 2 minutes left of the song, which, by the way, is more than enough time to get downstairs and let me in.
Right.
But even if it weren't, instead of putting in another song and just playing it through to come get me,
he calls me on the mix hotline.
Yeah.
And he makes me do a break from down in the parking lot.
Right.
Which is so unacceptable.
And then I was like, to you, do we let Jackson up? Or do we just let him sit down there for another break? And I will tell you.
Everyone's rude.
Yeah. 60-40 maybe? Of letting you stay down there?
Oh, I think it's probably closer to 70-30.
Yeah.
Maybe 80-20.
Probably so,
I don't have a lot of advocates in my corner.
Let him stay out for a bit. It's not cold or anything. You could just make him do an on the street right now.
It was actually goodies. Really nice.
It was. You know, I went out and I got you and I was like, oh, the weather's lovely right now.
Yeah, I could have kicked up and taken a nap.
Yeah. Make him drive all the way back home to get his key card. I don't think he would have came back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
So I think that was what we were running into.
When my vehicle's wheels up out of this parking lot, it's not happening. I'm not coming back.
No, there's no reason for that.
I'd have been like, well, it was a good morning.
Right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you. Catch you on the flip.
Looking forward for Monroe back in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I considered just not coming in today at all when you called me.
Cool.
Because I'm just like, well, Monroe's not there.
Right on.
You know when like you're dreading going to a party?
Yeah.
And you know you're going to show up and you're afraid you're going to be the only one, or worse, you're going to be the only one there with the weird guy. The last 2 weeks, it's just been me and the weird guy at the party. It's been really hard.
Is it because I just stare at you when the songs are on? We don't talk.
No.
I just stare at you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what is he doing?
You keep trying to do your work, and now just like, sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a picture, it'll last longer.
When you were getting out, you actually you hurt your poor cat.
Oh, man. I got dressed. I'm pretty sure my feet never actually touched the ground because of how quickly I was going.
Like a firefighter.
Yeah. So I get up. My cat's out on the catio because he's figured out how to get in and out of it now. Okay. So I did that so that he stayed safe and in my little area. But now he's figured out how to jump out of it. So last night he jumped out of the catio and explored the backyard.
So Freddie can now get out of his cage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he decided to spend the night outside. Mm. So I wake up. I see him in the catio. I open the window. I'm like, move, 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 like a drill sergeant. He comes just strolling on in there's not a fire or something. And he gets in. He's all the way in. I close the window. And just as the window starts to close, his tail gets down into the window.
No.
I smash his tail in the window. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I told you to get out of the window.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt so bad.
Poor Freddy.
Felt so bad. I left my wallet at home.
It's one of those mornings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Freddie, though, on Instagram.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, we did this post where it has like a school lunchroom, and there's a picture of all of us from Mix. So there's myself and Monroe and Jackson and Kevin Cruz and Dylan, Sarah No H, and then also Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie got a table, which I appreciated that they included him.
And we were like, which table would you sit at for lunch? Freddie is destroying the competition.
Everyone wants to sit at Freddie's, including me.
You chose Freddie. I chose Monroe because I thought during a food fight, her big hands would really help.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we can fit a fair amount of mashed potatoes in our hands.
Yeah, decent amount.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could fit a vat of mashed potatoes into Monroe's hands, and they would just launch like a catapult.
Almost like the entire tray that they have at the cafeteria. She could just put that in her hand.
And then launch it.
As if she was like Double Dare. Like, that's what would happen. So if you want to choose which table you would sit at, just go to our Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. It's also up on Facebook as well. Something to think about. For the next, till the end of the show at least.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe comes back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's been gone for 10, 11 days. It's been a long time.
I haven't seen her in 14 years.
Exactly. We'll look at her and be like, oh my gosh, how much you've changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say that to her.
Did you get your hands reduced?
Should we tell everyone what really happened? Monroe hasn't been in Hawaii. No.
You'll see if you look at her four photos, her family has definitely been in Hawaii.
Yeah, they've had a good time. They went out to keep with the story.
But I didn't see a single photo of Monroe in Hawaii.
Nope.
It's because she went down to a hand surgeon.
She did.
She had hand reduction surgery. Yeah. She's going to come back with little baby hands.
Tiny little hands that fit her tiny little body.
Yeah.
Much more in line with the rest of her now.
In fact, they had to find donor hands.
Yeah.
They had
it's
to-
true.
They can. There was so much of her hands on there. They're like, we can't let you lose this much of your body. You'll die.
Right.
Like, we can't reshape these massive things.
The good news is, I heard with the hands they did take off, it's going to actually, it's going to help so many people.
See, and what I heard, and we must be getting two different stories.
Probably
here,
so.
Is that they got the hands off of a death row inmate? the guy, you know, the baby hand strangler.
Sure. Oh gosh, I've heard so many true crime stories about the baby hand strangler.
Well, they finally fried the baby hand strangler, and they donated his hands to Monroe. Mm. So you just got to keep one eye open anytime she's around.
I don't know what's more scary, her big old hands or now that she has the hands of the baby hand strangler. Both don't seem great for me.
No. That looks so dangerous.
Right, exactly. So she's back tomorrow.
It's only fun to make fun of her when she's here.
I know.
Like, I feel like the payoff isn't there right now.
I kind of want to prank her in some way. She's been gone long enough. I don't know why I'm bringing it up today. I feel like I should have started this conversation.
We should have been planning.
Yeah.
We floated the idea earlier this week. Ah, we got a whole week. It's
right.
Fine.
Why are we going to stress about it now? It's only Monday. Now it's Wednesday.
Yeah. But that's really our brand.
It's what we do.
We don't do things until it's too late.
What we like to do is plan it on air and not talk about it at all beforehand. Now, you and I did have the idea. Monroe always feels like Jackson and I are better friends than
she throws
the
a fit
three
about
of us,
it.
Which we're all close.
Yeah.
But she every time like I pick Jackson for something, it's the end of the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I'm the baby.
So I thought it would be funny if you and I took a bunch of like best friend photos, turned them into posters, and then put them up in her office so when she came back.
About my best
friend. Exactly. Like, I thought that was going to be funny. But now I don't know if there's even time to do that. I got Backstreet Boys I got to go to tonight. There's a lot happening.
We'll figure something out.
Is there something we could do with the listeners?
Yeah,
guys. We have everyone call in. Mm-hmm. And do something. I don't know what it is.
Well, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah.
If you have an idea on what we can do to prank Monroe, you can shoot us a text.
Do we have everyone do a sign some kind of get, and I don't know how we do it, a get well card for her hand surgery? Is there a way to get that done within the next 24 hours?
You know what would have been great.
Huh. If we would have gone out.
Well, if we'd have gone out, but also if we had spent the last 2 weeks getting people to trace their hand, like send hand turkeys to 50 West Broadway.
Yes.
I mean, it's never too late.
Yeah, but I want it for tomorrow.
But isn't it a little too late?
All right, if you have any ideas, will you call or text us? We just want to prank Monroe. We want to bring her back in style. So do that right now. Call us. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Braden.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Just driving home.
Right on. All right, so Monroe's in tomorrow. Any ideas on a prank?
So she's terrified about her job, right? Leaving, and then all of a sudden somebody else coming in and stealing it. Well, Chantel was in last week.
Yeah.
You could talk about how she was really popular. People were asking for her to come back.
I think that might actually send her to rehab is the thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. She might actually use
that's
those big old hands.
That's a little too mean.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, she was so afraid leaving. That's a funny prank, though. What if we change all the imaging tomorrow to just say John and Jackson and we take her name out of it?
Don't worry about that 11 o'clock meeting. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, and then we say there's a big meeting right after 10 o'clock. HR wants to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But just you.
Oh, man. Good idea, though. Have a great day, all right?
You too.
Later, buddy. What if we, this text says, put sticky notes all around her office? You know where you like to cover it?
Stapler and Jell-O type of prank?
Here's the thing. We're very lazy.
Yeah, this can't be too much work for us.
Yeah.
We're just terrible.
We're not. Like, we're like the minimum.
Yeah.
Like whatever you're thinking.
Small amount of effort.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love this one. Put a foghorn behind her door because she gets scared a lot. So you put it behind. So when she opens her door all the way.
That's pretty good. But I don't know how her door opens.
If there's a way to scare her, there's no one who
easier
jumps.
To scare than Monroe.
We hire a clown.
Oh.
We hire a clown to hide here. And when she comes in, jump out and chase her.
Okay. How about this?
Okay.
I work with some birds over at Scales and Tails.
Okay.
I go get a box of pigeons.
Right. I'm with you so far.
I say, hey, Monroe, hang out in the studio for just a second. I have to go get your present. We missed you. And when I open it, pigeons just start flying all over the studio.
That is terrible. How are we going to get the pigeons out?
I'll catch them. I have to catch them to get them in the
box. The last time you caught a bird, it bit you, and you ended up having to go to the doctors forever. They almost cut off your hand.
No, they didn't, first of all.
They did.
Second of all, that was a mean bird. Pigeons are great. Pigeons are the only birds I like, actually.
And we'll keep taking your prank texts. A lot of people are suggesting, what can you do to her Diet Coke? Which isn't a bad idea.
That's pretty fun.
What if we put her Diet Coke in Jell-O? Like the can, like we take the office, we take her Diet Coke, we let the two join together in one.
Is boiling hot liquid going to break the Diet Coke open?
I'm not a chemist.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's physics, but that's neither here nor there. How'd you do on your chemistry final?
You know, it happened. Okay. Jackson, let's get your showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. It's all powered by Uptown Cheapskate. So, last February, Netflix announced that they would be doing a television adaptation of The Babysitter's Club. Did you ever read The Babysitter's Club?
I can't say that I ever have read a Babysitter's Club.
Oh, you should. They're
really
great. I loved them.
It didn't really speak to me.
That's... whatever, man.
Sure, yeah.
They're very, very good. Okay. I loved The Babysitter's Club growing up. They're giving 10-episode television adaptation to the best-selling book franchise. But they just have their first cast announcement. Alicia Silverstone joining the cast of The Babysitter's Club.
I thought it was young girls.
It is.
Okay.
But she's going to play one of the parents.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Again, my knowledge is nothing.
Well, who do you think they're babysitting for?
I don't even really know it. Look, The Boxcar Children I read. You want to talk about... let's talk about that remake. When's that happening?
No. It's not happening.
Cool.
Because Babysitter's Club was so much better.
Yeah.
The family-friendly dramedy... ooh.
Oh.
...will follow the original characters, Christy, Mary, and Claudia, Stace, and Stacy, as they run through their local babysitting service while navigating the complicated world of early adolescence. Mm. I actually think it'll be good. I'm pretty excited for this.
Sure.
And I love Alicia Silverstone.
Okay.
So I think she's going to do a great job. All right. So you know how much I love the American Crime Story.
Yes.
Like, they did the O.J. Simpson. They did the assassination of Johnny Versace.
Which one did you like more?
Johnny Versace.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, O.J. was fantastic. It was great start to finish. I didn't like Cuba as O.J.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, top notch. It was amazing. But Johnny Versace, Darren Criss should have every award in the world for his performance in the assassination of Johnny Versace. Well, the next season of American Crime Story was just announced. If you don't know, they take real-life crime cases, and they basically create a series that's loosely based off of it.
Like a docudrama.
And they get some of the best actors. It's Brian Murphy's universe, so it's like Sarah Paulson and Darren Criss and all of his troupe of characters.
Right.
Pretty much anyone who is on American Horror Story is usually welcome to American Crime Story. This season, are you ready for this? Is the impeachment of Bill Clinton, which already I'm in. I want to know everything that happened there. But the best part, Monica Lewinsky is a producer.
Stop it.
She's producing it.
What?
I know, man. Oh, it's
like an
so
on-set
good.
Advisor to the whole thing.
I have goosebumps.
You do.
I literally have goosebumps. I'm so excited.
Good get.
Good for Monica.
Wow.
She
yes.
really has taken that, because the real loser in that whole situation was Monica Lewinsky.
I agree.
Everyone treated her so horribly, and she did not deserve it.
No.
She was a 22-year-old intern. She was a kid when this happened. And everyone treated her like absolute trash. When in reality...
yep.
I mean, the story will tell itself. But she's producing. Good for her. I'm really, really stoked about this
series. Oh, I can't wait
series.
For this. I wonder who's going to play all the characters.
I want to know.
Who's going to be Bill?
Who's Bill? Who's Hillary?
Sarah Paulson.
I don't know if she could be Hillary.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Sarah Paulson is the woman of a thousand faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every character she's ever played on American Horror Story. I really, really have. Except for Roanoke was bad. It was a bad season. But every other character, I've absolutely loved Sarah Paulson in. I don't know if she'd be a good Hillary.
Lady Gaga.
I totally hate it. But also, she just doesn't look anything like her.
No.
So, That's all we have right now is okay. that's the concept and that Monica is producing. Cool. So we'll see how that goes. But I could not be more excited. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, wants the health department to investigate The Tonight Show for improperly allowing guests to handle animals. So they have, like, Steve Irwin's son come on all the time with the critters from the Australia Zoo.
Yeah.
And he, you know, teaches everyone about him, and he's just the cutest. He's so sweet. Like, I cry a little every time I watch him on The Tonight Show because it just reminds me of my childhood and watching Steve Irwin every day. Yeah. And, like, he's a clone. He, like, I'm telling you, when Steve Irwin's spirit left his body, it got injected into that baby.
Yeah.
And so, but the PETA's upset that they're having live animals on the show, and so they think that they can do this by going to the health department and saying this is a health hazard to have these animals being handled in this manner. But the show says the safety of animals is important to everyone, and we take all necessary precautions. And let me tell you, if there is an Irwin involved, the animals are fine.
Yeah, I'm not buying.
The animals are fine.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And, like, I also, I work with a lot of the animals that show up on The Tonight Show, and right. I can assure you, they're only bringing, like, hardy animals that can deal with the stress. The animals are fine.
Half the time, they're birds.
Ugh.
Right?
Don't get me started on birds.
I know.
You know how I feel about those
things. I know.
Little monsters. Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders. Had to Google where he played.
Because
who knows who Antonio Brown is?
Sure.
Not this guy.
Jackson yelled at me that unless it's Tom Brady, he doesn't know football, and I need to stop acting like
and
he should.
And I know Gronk.
And
because
you know Gronk.
I like the word Gronk.
Yes.
And know Aaron Rodgers because he's so handsome.
Okay.
So Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders is dealing with a very interesting injury. So you think, like, head trauma, neck issues, back issues.
Yeah, CTE.
Yeah, usually an ankle or something from a football player, right? He got frostbite on his feet. So he went to one of those cryotherapy machines.
Okay.
So, you know, already start off to a bad start there. Without the right footwear, and it burned the bottom of his feet.
Stop it!
Yeah, it messed him up.
Really?
To which I say, if you're operating the cryo machine, why aren't you like, hey, put some shoes on, hippie?
You know, some of them have them in their house, so maybe he was just hanging out at some friend's house who had it, and they're like, get in there, and he's like, all right.
Well, if he loses his feet, then he's
regret
himself.
I wonder how bad it is.
It doesn't sound like it's too bad. I think he's expected to recover, but
okay.
I don't know the degrees of frostbite or anything of the such.
Could you look it up and report back to us next hour?
I mean, I guess.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right. Asking you to choose the news. You got two stories to pick from. Jackson, your story is
so many fingers, so many toes.
And I've got keep it up and you'll get a poop emoji. Let's see. I'm hoping that if I vote for John, maybe I'll win those DOS Energy tickets. Never mind. I can't bring myself to do it. I'm voting for Jackson.
Man, does that hurt? I'll bet it hurts.
You know, there was a time when it did. At some point, you go numb to the hole. Yeah.
But that one was extra bad because you were so close.
I was so close. Head, shoulders, fingers, and toes.
Very good. Very
clever.
Good.
Excessive toes and fingers sounds interesting, but you can't turn down a good poop emoji. Going with John today.
Well, you can. I've seen a lot of people on the text message that can do it.
Hey, guys, love the show. I want to hear all about the fingers and toes and Jackson's story. Have a great day. That's from Peggy. Morning, Peggy.
Morning, Peggy.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tiara.
Hey, Tiara. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing excellent. We're asking you to choose the news this morning. What do you want to hear, Tiara?
So bear with me. I just got off a 12-hour shift, but I'm going to choose the poop emoji one.
Yeah. What were you doing for 12 hours?
I work at a vinyl fencing plant, so...
So you build vinyl fences?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, what part do you do? Like, Jackson and I just did a factory tour a few weeks ago. So what do you do at the factory?
So I'm a product line inspector. I just make sure that all the product is correct and get sent out correctly, not hurt and damaged.
That's awesome. That would stress me out so much. I don't have an attention to detail.
Yeah, that's true.
By the end of it.
I bet. Hey, well, we got your vote, and we're going to put you in the drawing for DOS Energy.
Awesome.
This text says, Jackson's story sounds crude, so let's hear it. Do you think that was meant for me?
I would imagine.
But they said your name. So who gets the
vote?
But
I mean, also, there's a lot of fingers in my story.
Okay.
Fingers can be crude. Look.
That's not appropriate at all right there. Another close day. I will say this. 2 days now. It's been a slugfest. But the winner, at 52% of the votes. Wow. Is
Jackson! Oh, yeah. Feeling good about it. All right. A woman from Thailand recently gave birth to a baby.
Okay.
Cute little baby.
Nice.
Happens all the time, right?
Yes, it
Run
does.
Run-of-the-mill baby
Don't
stuff.
Don't see why that's really a story.
Except this baby was born with 12 fingers and 12 toes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Six on each.
Okay.
They have an extra. And it's weird that it's so evenly spread.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
I was actually going to ask that question to you.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, all the fingers, they got one on each hand, an extra one.
Okay.
And an extra toe on each foot. Which I just feel like, I mean, I don't know a lot of people with extra appendages.
Actual extra appendage, or is it more like, you know how like sometimes you get the third nipple, but it looks like a mole?
Yeah. Harry Styles has like six nipples.
I know he does.
He's ready to give birth under under the stairs.
Right, exactly.
Like my cat always
yes.
does. So she had her driver's, I can't pronounce her name. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I don't want to even try it because it would be very offensive. rushing to the hospital because she was in labor, she had her driver stop and her family call medics because her baby was coming. So she gave birth on the side of the road. First responders quickly arrived and helped her deliver her baby girl. Her daughter has six fingers and six toes on each of her hands and feet. Other than that, the girl is completely healthy. But I don't even think that makes you less healthy.
No.
Does anybody listening have extra fingers and toes? And if so, are they like nubs or are they real fingers?
I feel like if you had one long enough, it would actually help in life.
Gripping?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
throwing?
Like, we already have opposable thumbs, which helps us fight against the animal kingdom. Like, this could help even more.
I don't think that that's what your thumbs are for.
You can fight any animal with your thumbs.
No, you can't.
That's scientific fact.
I'd like you to get in a cage with a chimpanzee.
I'll tell you what I would do
you
right now.
You both have thumbs?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you right now. I would take my thumb, I'd put it behind my hand, take my other thumb, and make it look like I'm pulling my thumb off and doing that trick.
Amaze the monkey.
Yeah.
Into leaving you alone.
You like that I acted it out for you?
I really did. Thank you. Yeah, baby was born healthy.
Right,
so many
cool.
fingers, so many toes.
All right, my story, the better story, will be up later on our podcast today. Second date update. If you've met someone online through Instagram or a dating app and you've messaged them and you thought things were going well and then all of a sudden that app is gone or they've blocked you from Instagram. You're no longer friends. We've seen it happen, Jackson, and because of that...
Don't offend me, and I won't block you.
Because of that, we try to figure out exactly what happened, why you're not getting that second date, and we're going to do that today for Chelsea. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
So I'm curious. I just mentioned like Instagram and dating apps. Like, how did you and, it says in the email, Dan meet?
Yeah, so Dan and I actually work for the same company, so we've all got the same group of friends. So we actually met in person.
Oh, wow. Old school. You don't hear about this style anymore.
No.
Obviously, you guys have been friends.
Yeah, we've been friends for a little bit now. He asked me out a while ago. We went on one date, and then right after that, we were both invited to our coworker's wedding.
So you went on the date, and then the wedding, was that a second date then, or like how did that work?
No, because I was a bridesmaid, so were not dates for the wedding. We had just been on one date, like kind of, you know, still casual, still, you know, not really calling anything.
Was
but we went to the date. Sorry?
Was it weird at the wedding? Like,
it has to be, right?
Like, yeah, you just went on this first date, and then all of a sudden you're at this wedding, and you guys are kind of seeing each other there.
I mean, I didn't think it was weird. Like, our whole friend group from work was there, so I didn't think it was weird at all.
That's fair.
Okay.
That'd be like us going to a wedding and someone brought a date.
Well, yeah, but it's just weird because they went out on a date. Did your friends know about it, or was it kind of like a secret? Like, was it like this the side thing that the two of did?
We hadn't, like, told anybody that we had gone on a date.
Okay.
No, we gotta keep that a secret.
Okay, so went on a date. Then went to a wedding separate, but kind of together.
Uh-huh.
Was there any,
I guess.
Was there some smooching going on at the wedding? Some hand-holding when no one was looking?
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely danced together.
Okay, nice.
But I think we were kind of, like, independent.
Okay.
I mean, like, I had a great time. So, we did the wedding, and then after that, I gave him a call, and he didn't respond. And I gave him a text, and he didn't respond either. So, I was wondering, like, what's going on? And work's been, like, we work in different departments, so we don't, like, see each other all the time.
Did you catch the bouquet at the wedding, and now he's freaked out that he's going to have to end up marrying you, and so he's hiding? Could that be what happened?
No, I didn't catch the bouquet. I know better.
All right. Well, why don't we then just try to track down Dan and call him up, and since you guys haven't been able to run into each other, we'll ask him, you know, why he's not responding to you. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll do it next. Hey, we were able to track down Dan, so I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say any words. Just kind of listen in and let us talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. You're on the air right now on Mix 105.1. My name is John. Jackson's over there.
Hello.
How are you, man?
hey, guys. Pretty good. This is a little weird, but I'm good.
Well, you know, we're just calling everyone in Utah and making sure they downloaded our brand new app. And we figured this was the smartest
Don't
way
listen
to do
to him.
It.
That's not what this is about.
Just search for Mix 105.1 Utah, and you too can win $100.
You can't stop plugging that app.
Now, Dan, hey, man, we help out listeners who've gone out on dates, and they thought things have gone well, and then for some reason they're not hearing back from the other person. And that actually kind of has happened to you. You recently went out on a date with Chelsea, and I don't know what happened, man, but you're not calling Chelsea back. And it sounds like not only did you have a good date, but then you even saw her the next night or a few nights later at a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because she said you hung out at the wedding and you had like a really good time together and like you were kind of flirty and danced together and all the stuff.
She said that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, so, I mean, we had a great first date. I thought it went really well and we had a great time and I definitely wanted to see her again. And then we had the wedding that had already been planned, you know, months in advance that we had a mutual friend of. And, you know, we definitely decided we wanted to keep it cool as far as the wedding was because we didn't want to show, you know, we were going to hang out, but we weren't going to, like, make, you know, we weren't a date or an item.
Sure.
And then when the wedding happened, she, let's just say she took advantage of the open bar.
Hey, that's not her fault. There's an open bar, man. You can't not take advantage.
Hey, I no, totally. Hey, I was having plenty of drinks too, but just not as many as she was apparently. Because I mean, we barely hung out at all. I mean, I asked her to dance a couple times, and we would go out on the dance floor, and then you know, a third of the way through the song, she would dance away from me and start dancing up on some other guy.
Ooh.
And she was basically making her way around the entire wedding guest list of all the dudes.
Yeah, she was.
And dancing. And I'm not talking about like, you know, nice, friendly dancing. She was like dropping it all the way down low.
Yeah.
She was grinding up on guys, like grinding.
Is it worth
right
it? Can
them.
I work it? Flip my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Ah, yes, girl.
Yeah. She definitely reversed it a few times.
You bet she did. She sounds like this is me at weddings.
This is who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
You are the Chelsea of the wedding.
Absolutely.
So you're telling me, Dan, you're looking at this girl, you went on a date, you thought things were going well, and you're like, wow, did not expect this kind of energy.
She's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for having a good time, and it's not like we're boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not in control of her, I'm not like that, but there was one point in the wedding where she basically showed her thong to the entire dance floor.
What?
And she was like grabbing on guys that I didn't know, that, you know, I didn't know as well. And it just kind of sent a clear message to me that, you know, I mean, good for her. She should have all the fun she wants, but I don't necessarily.
She's telling you that you're expendable.
that was
right.
What you read between the lines.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
Dan, you know what? I kind of got a different signal from Chelsea, and I can tell you that because she's been listening in and she wanted us to call you. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chelsea, what's up?
So, Chelsea, is that true? Were you dancing there with your apple-bottom jeans and your
boots with, the fur.
With the fur?
No fur, no jeans. I can't dance. I can't have a good time.
I mean, clearly
no,
you can.
I don't know. I mean,
no.
Yeah, clearly I can. No. I'm a little disappointed to hear you're being really judgmental.
Look,
actually.
I
makes me
no
kind of sad because I thought you were really, really cool.
Any way that you want. But that doesn't mean that we're going to keep dating.
Is it possible to be on both of their sides?
Are you really?
Because I agree with both of them. Yeah, like, I get that she's there. She wants to have a good time. I've been there many times in my day.
Uh-huh.
But I also see what he's saying. Like, yeah, they're not exclusive. They're not, like, an item. But still, like, they obviously like each other enough that they're hanging out. I don't feel like that's the type of behavior you put out in front of people that you like.
I think we try to offer a second date. Here's the deal.
I mean, like, it's not like you ever said I couldn't. It's not like we ever agreed to be exclusive.
Well, I mean, Chelsea, are you interested? You've heard Dan's kind of issues with your dancing at the wedding. I mean, are you even interested in another date, knowing that part of it?
I mean, like, I was, but not now.
A lot of people with Chelsea on this one for today's second date update, saying she sounds awesome, that Dan seems a little lame. This text says, this is why dating is so hard. You do one thing and people freak out, and then you literally have to be a perfect person from the get-go. Do you find that, Jackson, that you have to, I mean, you're in the dating.
I'm in the pool.
Muck. You're in the muck right now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I'm really bad at dating. I have trust issues.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And so I come to terms with the fact that I look for reasons for things not to work out. And so I've been working really hard on that. But, yeah, I think everyone's in the same boat that I'm in. Like,
yeah.
you have so many bad experiences dating that eventually you're looking for a reason for it not to work out. And as soon as you see one, you bounce.
You're gone.
I can't be the only one that experiences that. I'm assuming.
Well, that's what we're learning with second dates. It's like one thing and people are like, nah, I don't want that second date. And
no, thank you.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, well,
let's see what happens. Give us,
yeah. Your first date should always be considered a mulligan. Like, you know what I mean? Now,
to be fair,
this is the second date for them.
Yeah, that's true. Wasn't a date.
Wasn't a date.
Just happened to be friends at the same place.
Exactly. So, yeah, I agree. Like, you do one thing wrong and all of a sudden it doesn't work out.
Hey, is it true that after we talked yesterday about Mortal Kombat, you went out and you bought Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Why were we talking? Oh, they're making a movie.
They're making a new movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went out and I got the old, it's not the newest one. The newest one is Mortal Kombat 11, but that one is $60.
Okay.
So I got a used copy of Mortal Kombat 10. And let me tell you something. It is bonkers.
Is it?
Oh my gosh. The graphics are so cool. They're so crazy. There are so many combos. There are so many different moves you can do because there are so many more buttons on the PlayStation controller.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I haven't played Mortal Kombat since... I want to say like 99. It's been many years.
I only have only played on the arcade. So
yeah.
That's where my
yeah,
Mortal
exactly.
Kombat
but
ended.
Then yeah. You can do so many crazy combos.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, those finishing moves. Remember yesterday where we were like, oh yeah, the finishing moves like used to tear people in half.
Yeah.
Now, Sub-Zero, he freezes your chest. You punch through the chest so you see the spine. You rip the spine in half and you can like see into the body. And then you just like rip them apart.
Are you kidding?
It is
no.
Crazy.
What?
It is so gory. I'm here for it. I love it.
I thought
it's really fun.
I went and saw, I actually surprised the kids yesterday at camp and took them to go see Spider-Man Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it and there's a few scenes. It reminded me so much of that video game that you are like obsessed with right now.
Yeah, the Spider-Man video game.
Yeah.
Like, love the Spider-Man
like,
video
he's
game.
He's there with like his cell phone at points and I'm just like, this is what Jackson does with his time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Just fighting bad
guys.
You
should get in on it.
All right, Jackson, one last time today. Let's do the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. All righty. So Disney, they've kind of made some huge announcements with their Disney Plus app.
Okay.
They're going to be doing a lot of franchises. We're getting a Black Widow original series, like an origin story.
Yeah.
Well, the newest one that they're planning on rebooting is Home Alone. I don't know if this is going to be a movie or a series, but it has to be a movie.
It has to be, because you can't really make it more than one.
I mean, unless there's just two grown men terrorizing a child over and over and over again. But I don't feel like that fits in with Disney Plus's audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's got to be a complete reboot.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's just a whole new movie. I hope Macaulay Culkin plays the dad.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah.
And he's in a good place right now. Have you seen him lately? He looks great.
Oh, because the last time I saw him, I think that he would be more of a wet bandit than the father. Just put it that way.
No, he looks really good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah.
Disney may also, they're considering, so Home Alone is definitely happening, but the other ones that they're considering are Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which I think is very cute.
Have you watched any of those movies?
No.
We watched them all. My son Liam loves the books, and...
Yeah.
Watch all the.
I know you're a big fan.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Like as like a family movie to watch together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and Disney did the original movie, right?
I don't know who did them.
Okay.
Sure.
Good chat.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse was in there. It was great.
Cool. And also Night at the Museum, which is one of my favorite film franchises. I loved it.
I love them. Do we need new ones?
Why not?
All right.
Why not? I mean,
I'm not passionate about it.
It's
going to
suck without Robin Williams as Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
But God, he was the best Teddy Roosevelt. He was so good.
I know.
So yeah, no details are being released about any of these reboots. Other than that, they will premiere on Disney Plus.
Reboot Dinosaurs, Disney. You own it. It's an ABC
all we want.
Product. That's what the people have been asking for.
The people being us.
You and I.
Yeah.
We're starting the movement here.
I couldn't agree more. We all need that. We need puppets back in our lives. Also, Disney, bring back puppets.
So the guy who played Scully in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he was a voice on Dinosaurs.
Scully.
So one of the, like, side...
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the dinosaurs. And he actually posted this morning a photo on set of Dinosaurs, the TV series.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good. I love that. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Me too.
Hey, have you ever wanted a new laptop? Or a phone, but you just couldn't afford one.
Yeah.
Good news. Apple's got your back. They just launched their new credit card.
That doesn't help me.
Welcome to America, where we go super in debt all the time. The Apple credit card has no annual fees, no cash advance fees, and no international fees. So that's nice.
Okay.
But I don't know what the interest rate is. I'll bet it's $4 million.
So high.
$4 million. But they do also offer fraud protection. So...
For free, or you have to add on for the
fraud? I'd imagine it'd be for free, but also nothing with Apple's free.
No.
If you want to plug in your headphones, you've got to pay $12. And you got to pay $12 over and over again because that dongle is so easy to lose, which is why Apple's the worst.
Keep giving them my money.
I know. Everyone, stop.
No, I will not.
If you stop giving them your money, they have to get better.
Listen, you try to
That's
walk away.
That's how capitalism works.
You try to walk away, and I know you. You want back in.
I only
you want back
listen,
in.
Listen. I will hold firm, and I will say, I switched to Android.
Yep.
I love my Android. I really do. I love my Galaxy. It's a great phone. I would stick with it forever because it is the superior device. If it weren't because...
But
everybody else is on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else... And so it's impossible because Apple and Android make it intentionally impossible to share things with each other. And all we do all day is make videos and take photos and...
Yeah.
I have to be able to interact with everybody in the office.
Come on
and everybody's
back.
Insistent on staying with the Apple cult.
We'll jump you in. It's cool.
Monster, yeah. Jump you in. I'd like to see you try. Are you kidding me? You?
We're going to give you a whirly.
We'll see. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are looking to purchase a $20 million Beverly Hills mansion because they want enough room for a bunch of kids.
Ooh.
They're already planning. They're ready for it.
Okay.
A source tells Contact Music that Nick and Priyanka want kids not right now, but it is a high priority. They're both extremely busy, and with the Jonas Brothers reuniting and being on a massive tour right now, it takes up a lot of their time.
Who's first, Priyanka or Sophie?
Ooh, Sophie.
Really?
They just seem more careless. Priyanka, she has it together.
Yeah, she has a plan.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
not
right.
playing around. Sophie and Joe are just like, we're going to get $1 million.
Yeah, so true.
You know what, though? Maybe they just want dogs and no children.
And they'll never have the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fair, too.
That's okay.
Listen, big fan of dog parents.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So, but yeah, they just keep adopting dogs left and right.
Yeah, they
so
do.
I'd imagine.
And I hope they don't get a tattoo of every dog that passes, because soon... Their body
full
will be
sleep,
full, right?
Full sleep. There's nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned. So Channing Tatum, actually, this is a breaking story.
Oh.
Channing Tatum posted on Instagram that he's going to be taking a little break. I'm going to take a break and come off socials for a minute. I've been trying to get inspired and create again. And to be honest, I don't really feel, or at least I haven't felt very creative on social in the last couple years. I'm going to go and just be with the real world for a while and get off my phone. I'll probably come back at some point. But if I do, I want to have a direction or a clear point of view of why I'm here and what I'm putting out there. I love you. I'll see you after a while.
I don't know if that's really breaking news. Channing Tatum's off of Instagram. Cool.
Whatever.
All right.
Now we can't see a bunch of pictures of Channing Tatum.
I was going to say, what was he doing?
The world's going to melt down.
Tell me one thing on Instagram he was already doing it that was ever created.
Well, that's his point, though. It's just like he's wasting so much of his time that he's not creating content.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. That's fair. But, like, you think about all the things that he's produced and, like, or, like, the Magic Mike live shows. Magic Mike was his brainchild. Like, that was his
right.
baby. I mean, it wasn't good until somebody else got involved and made the second one, but that's neither here nor there. I like Channing Tatum, and I really hope we get new movies from him. Like, I want some more 21 Jump Street-esque movies from Channing Tatum. And finally, Matthew McConaughey, speaking of Magic Mike, wants to become a stockbroker. Apparently, he has 6-hour phone conferences with his advisors anytime, day or night, from wherever in the world. His wife is going crazy because he spends every waking moment poring over his investment and analyzing trends.
A stockbroker. I thought he wanted to be a bailiff.
He wants to be a bailiff. He wants to be a stockbroker.
He wants to be a bailiff so he
has
could
his
say,
gin, whiskey,
all rise,
whatever.
All rise, all rise.
That's a showbiz beam.
Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me and my joke. Showbiz Acknowledge beat. Me right showbiz now beat. And my joke.
Showbiz beat.
All right, on Monday we launched our brand new Mix app. You can find it at the App Store. Just search for Mix 105.1 Utah. If there's a few Mix apps that show up, click on the one that says Broadway Media. You've heard us talking about how we're doing $100 every single day. All you have to do is open up the app and enter in there. But there's a fun part of the app that we haven't really talked about yet that we're planning on using on our morning show. And it's called Open Mic. And Open Mic is the coolest thing in the world.
It's so cool.
Because you just open the app and it says Open Mic and you push it and you can leave us voicemails.
Yeah. And believe it or not, your phone's microphone is really high quality.
Sounds fantastic.
Sounds great. The voice messages we've been getting, they're great.
And we haven't even talked about it. And we're already getting people just leaving us like, hi. How are, is this thing really working? And I just wanted to take a second and like play a few of these back and be like, we hear you. This is fun. Like, let's keep doing this even bigger. So the first one is Scott trying out his best radio voice.
My name is Scott Lindy, and I'm a fan of Mix 105.1.
Great work, Scott.
Good voice. A nice deep baritone.
A rich voice.
We actually don't say point, though, Scott, just so you know.
There's no point.
So for future reference, 105.1. But yes, wonderful job otherwise.
How dare you make fun of Scott? That's rude.
I also text everyone who sent these, letting them know we were going to talk now. So, hey, Scott. This is Josh, who is actually giving us a traffic report.
Yay, traffic is no fun. Traffic with Mix in the morning makes it a little bit better. Yay! Thanks, guys.
Look at that.
Cute.
Something you can play like in between songs, maybe.
Cute.
Traffic's no fun, but with us, it's better. So thanks, Josh. Let's see, Sarah. I'll say hi to Sarah. Here's hers.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being here this morning for my drive to work. I hope you have a great day.
Isn't that nice?
No. Thank you,
Sarah,
for being here, Sarah. Not a lot of people are.
Again, these are just random messages that people have downloaded our app this week and clicked on Open Mic to see what it was about and have already left us stuff. Here's a different Scott.
Hey, dummies. This is Scott from Eagle Mountain. Wanted to be one of the first to leave a message here. I'm catching up on Saturday morning serials.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them all, but if you haven't, a story about Johnny Gosch would be awesome. One of my favorite true crime stories. Thanks, guys.
I can't do Johnny Gosch.
So Saturday Morning Serial is the true crime podcast that we do.
Yeah, so it's on its own podcast. It's a bonus episode of the Mixed Morning Fix podcast.
Right.
Every other Saturday, I tell John and Monroe a true crime story, and I horrify them.
And I need it every other Saturday because it takes me about that long for me to...
recover.
Yes, to let go.
Yeah, they're pretty rough
I'm
sometimes.
I'm not a true crime person myself. So, what is this one?
So, Johnny Gosch was a young boy who went missing, I want to say it was in Wisconsin. It was somewhere in the Midwest.
Okay.
But he went missing, and they couldn't find him. And then all of a sudden, this boy shows up at Johnny Gosch's mom's home, like, years and years later. It's a grown man, and he claims that... Or she claims that the man said that he was Johnny Gosch, he was alive, that he had been captured and put into a trafficking ring. And
really?
She believes wholeheartedly that this happened. She believes that she saw him. And there's some evidence to suggest that maybe he was captured by traffickers. But
okay.
No one actually really knows what happened. It is... the saddest thing in the world because eventually the case leads into a trafficking ring, and that's why I have a hard time with human trafficking.
Yeah,
that's like
I listen to a lot of true crime, and I can usually get through a lot of it listening to a new one called Man in the Window about the Golden State Killer.
I've listened to it.
Couldn't recommend it higher.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But when it's child trafficking, it breaks my heart. I have such a hard time with that. So people have actually requested Johnny Gosch before, and in fact, I usually will just not do that one because it's so hard. And people usually request the Hi-Fi Ogden Murders as well, but that's another one that I'm just like, I can't do that.
You can Google those if you want then, and
yeah,
we'll go with that. But what we do love is you doing this, so do it more. Leave us voicemails whenever you're thinking of us, or if you can't get through or we don't read your text, use the app and push the open mic and talk to us. We'll play it back on our show. We'd love to do that. Again, you can download that app by searching for Mix 105.1 Utah. I was on our Instagram, Mix 105.1 Utah, and there's a photo of Lil Nas X up at the U.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like a University of Utah jersey and everything.
I want to know what he's doing up there.
My question was going to be to you.
What is he doing up there?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, so you don't know?
I didn't know he was in Utah until Sarah Noage posted that on our Insta story. I want to know how we can get him.
Is he here for Backstreet Boys?
Don't do that to me.
I'm just wondering, like, is that it?
I'm going to be honest with you. So I gave my tickets away to some friends.
Yeah.
Because I just saw Backstreet Boys and they're much bigger fans.
Yeah.
So they're going to go tonight. But if I miss out on Lil Nas X getting up on stage and performing with the Backstreet Boys, I might die. I might die.
Oh. I don't, if anyone knows, if we have a lot of listeners who work at the U.
Yeah,
if you know
do.
What's going on, will you text us? Eddie?
Tell us. Tell yeah. me everything. What does he smell like?
A Michigan couple in their 80s recently went to the police to report that their Mustang has been stolen. Okay? Happens,
oh,
right?
Okay.
But here's the thing. The couple says a 79-year-old man agreed to work on their 96 Ford Mustang back in 2012.
Okay.
He charged their credit card for parts, never returned their car. The man refused their calls and their letters, and the police have now entered the Mustang into their system as stolen and will search for it. To which I say, what happened to this man?
Yeah.
Nowhere in this.
Hold on.
Yeah, so go ahead.
They reported their Mustang stolen now?
Now.
But it went missing in 2012?
2012, yes.
Why?
Well, you know.
That's like at the end of the statute of limitations anyway. Isn't that like 7 years?
Well, I don't know what it is in Michigan.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know why you'd wait 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy was like, hey, I'm going to get to you next week. And then the week after that, it's like, I'm going to get it to you next week. And he's like, hey, I'm out this week, but next week.
We've
and
all he just, been there.
And he just did that for seven years. Yeah.
What a joke.
That's one patient couple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would say probably some of the most recognizable celebrities around, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, I could imagine they'd be pretty good in disguise, though.
Really?
Like if they, yeah. I feel like if Brad Pitt wore big aviator sunglasses and a baseball cap, I wouldn't know who he was.
Just look like some dirty dude.
Yeah, just some dude.
Oh, he always has facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't look clean like he does for the red carpet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like his day to day, he looks pretty scruffy.
Well, both Brad Pitt and Leo claim that they both get mistaken for Matt Damon constantly.
That's hysterical. Oh, man.
Brad Pitt says, I have actually signed autographs as Matt Damon.
Yes.
And he goes, they'll figure it out later. Like, I don't know. I was watching.
So funny.
I told you I saw Spider-Man Far From Home, and Jake Gyllenhaal was in Spider-Man.
Right.
He plays, I don't know, not Magneto, Mysterio. And he has not aged well. There, I said it.
What?
There.
How dare
it's
you?
Out there.
Don't you dare.
It's out there.
He's America's sweetheart.
Name the last Jake Gyllenhaal film.
That I watched?
That you watched. Because this was seriously my mind when he showed up on screen. I forgot that he was even a part of the movie. I was like, when was the last time I even saw this dude doing something?
Can I tell you that the only thing that's coming to mind is actually not even a movie. It's a podcast. It's one of my favorite podcasts of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mystery Show. And this gal, Starley Kine, she solves really ridiculous mysteries.
Okay.
Like her friend found a belt buckle. She wanted to know where the belt buckle came from. And like, just, they're so, so silly. But one of the best episodes is everyone questioning how tall Jake Gyllenhaal is. it became quite the topic of conversation online, and they were like, is Jake Gyllenhaal 6 feet? Because half of people complain that he isn't.
Yeah.
And half of people claim that he is. And then they're like, so the reports are all over the place. Like,
sure.
I saw him and he can't be taller than 5'8". And like all the, so she spends the entire episode tracking down Jake Gyllenhaal to ask him how tall he is.
And?
He's 5'11 and a quarter.
Okay.
So problem round solved. Up. Right. Round up. It's so good.
Jake Gyllenhaal is a poor man's Ryan Gosling. Come at me.
No.
Exactly,
I'm
right?
I'm not encouraging this.
Exactly.
Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't need me to. He's great. He's a beautiful person. And you're being rude to him. And you need to stop.
All right. Let's say you break into a house over there in Mayetta, Kansas.
Okay.
Scenic Mayetta, Kansas. It was a Friday
There's
night.
There's nothing scenic about Kansas.
There is. No, there, that is
In
true.
Fact, Kansas City isn't even cool until you get onto the Missouri side. Kansas City, Kansas. It's trash town.
So I lived in Wichita for 2 years doing radio, and I once went to Topeka thinking,
big city.
That's a capital. Let me tell you right now. That was the most disappointing 3-hour drive to nothingness that we ever did.
Kansas is the worst place.
I wish I could argue with you.
But you can't.
But living there for 2 years, and it did not steal my heart. All right, so you break into this house on a Friday night.
Yeah.
While you're there, the cops show up.
Oh, no.
And so you decide to like to sneak out, right, and run away?
Sure.
Where do you hide?
Sneaking out of the house?
Yeah, so you're out of the house. The cops are showing up. In fact, your buddy who was robbing it too, they caught him first. They've already tackled him.
Oh, no.
They're cuffing him. You make eyes with your buddy. He's down there on his stomach. They're putting the handcuffs behind
and he just
you.
Mouths, go. Run. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Where
so
do you go?
Here's where I go.
Uh-huh.
I leave the house.
Okay.
This is Kansas, so I find a barn.
Sure.
And I get in the barn. Mm-hmm. I hide behind a cow. Because, like, we're going to find him behind a cow.
Who's going to look behind a cow?
Who's going to look behind the cow?
No one thinks about that.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. And then as the cow walks, you're just going to walk with the cow?
I get on all fours, and I try to be as tall as the cow, and I just walk perfectly in sync with the cow.
Speaking of cows, side note.
Okay.
I came up with a Utah State Fair game this morning.
I can't wait.
Before you got here.
Can't wait.
We play utterly ridiculous trivia.
Okay.
Where you go down there with listeners, and they sit next to the cow, and if they get a trivia question wrong, you squirt them with the milk.
I don't...
Utterly ridiculous trivia.
Dude, I've never milked a cow before.
Ah, you just kind of...
So,
you just...
That's not... I don't think that's true.
No, that's how it works. Who are you going to trust?
The cow.
I don't think that's right. Got to take it back to the workshop? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Okay.
For sure.
Utterly.
I love the name.
Thank you.
I know that that's what you really wanted.
That's all
so.
I care. All right. No, he did not hide behind a cow. Instead, the guy decided just to cover himself in mud and lay next to a creek. But because he was hiding from the cops and not the predator, I don't know if you remember the movie The Predator, but that's how Arnold Schwarzenegger fought him. The cops walked by and they just were like, hey, there's a guy over here laying next to the water. With mud all on him, I think this is the guy. They splashed some water on his face. It was like, yep.
Oh, man.
This is him.
What a turd.
Isn't that terrible? Like,
oh, that's so funny.
He's just laying there all covered in mud. He's like, don't move. They're right by you. No one can see you.
And they just splash him.
But it's just like a person like laying with mud on him.
Telling
like,
you
he's
what.
He's not hiding anywhere.
I'll bet he regrets not finding a cow.
You know what? You're right about that.
That was an utterly ridiculous story.
Yes, exactly. How is it possible, Jackson, that you ran into more wasps?
I don't know, man. This summer, they're coming after me. They heard that I killed their brothers.
Uh-huh.
And now they're back for vengeance because I got stung again last night on the top of my head.
All right, we talked about this. In fact, we did a whole topic of like, when did you get stung by wasps? And the first time around, you were helping a friend move.
And I opened the garbage can to throw some garbage away, and they had set up shop. Somebody had, like, pulled the wasp nests down and thrown them into the garbage can. So they were angry.
Okay.
Opened it up. I got stung 3 times. Bam, 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 right on my arm. It was terrible.
That's awful. And they hurt. Wasp stings.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So last night.
They feel like a bite.
Yeah, it does. Really,
yeah.
So last night. I decided, you know what? Our yard's looking a little janky.
Mm-hmm.
I should get up there. I should mow the lawn
real
quick.
Oh, good man. Thank you.
Yeah. It's not our yard.
No.
It's me and my roommate's
yard.
Oh,
I thought you meant like you're up in my house.
Why on earth?
I don't know.
Would I drive all the way to your house? You live in the middle of nowhere.
I'm St. George.
So, yeah, basically. Yeah,
it's a commute. It's a commute every day.
So I go, I open my shed. I have my big headphones on, like the big noise canceling ones, because I don't want to hear anything. I don't want my neighbors to talk to me.
Yep.
So I open up the door. I go to get my mower, and a bee or a wasp comes down, stings me right on the top of the head. I look up. There's a wasp nest that has been built on my door.
How many wasps are living in your neighborhood?
I don't. And this is a separate neighborhood, too. They're coming after me specifically.
They really are.
They've targeted me. They know that I've killed thousands of them.
Yeah.
I'm a war criminal in the wasp community. So I go down to my basement. I grab my wasp killer.
Uh-huh.
And I just drown the entire door. And I'm like, not a single one of you will leave here alive. I want 100 Nazi scalps.
You come after me, I come after you.
And I did. So I sat there, I sprayed it down, I let that settle.
Yeah.
Oh, and they die pretty quick. It's terrifying. I can't imagine. But I sat there and I waited for the other ones that were out, you know, doing wasp stuff to come back and find out. And then I sprayed them too. I just sat there, I sprayed them one by one. I'm like, die, die.
So you waited for the ones who went out to find food to come back to find out their whole village had been burnt to a crisp.
Right. And then when they've seen all their dead loved ones hanging barely out of their houses, I sprayed them too. So I let them watch. I let them watch each other die. Ugh, I hate it. I'm done with wasps. If I see a wasp, it's dead. If you see a wasp, kill him. I'm calling for the beheading of every wasp in Utah
right now. This is why they're after you.
Yeah.
It's your rhetoric.
They started it. they started it. They started this war.
There's a fast food place I need you to come to then with me, because we were driving through. I had the kids in the back, and there must be a wasp nest somewhere in either the menu or like the speaker, because they were buzzing all around at the speaker and my window was down. And I was so afraid one was going to get in and get angry and start attacking the kids. So I had the window like rolled almost all the way up, and I was just trying to talk through the top of the window. Like,
Yeah.
Hi, can I get one cheeseburger? Like one of those kind of things.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So if you could start your movement there.
Well, it's already started. It's just gaining momentum now.
If you could end your movement there.
Why would you want that one to be the last one?
I want you to prove to them. I want you to make a point.
Oh,
yeah.
You got it.
All right, fine. Hey, BTS.
Yeah.
K-pop band. One of the most famous K-pop bands, I would say.
Not band, group.
Group. That's right.
I can't deal.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. So, if you don't know,
I forgot.
BTS has the most rabid fans in the entire world. They're terrifying people, and they will burn you to death with their eyes if you say anything incorrectly. Uh-huh. They have no tolerance.
No.
So we once referred to them as a boy band, and we got a waterfall of texts. They're not a band, they're a group.
They were so upset with
us. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're speaking English here. English dictates that band and group are the same thing.
Yeah. It doesn't mean a difference to us. Well, their new concert film has broken a distribution record. It's called Bring the Soul. It will be. Is that what BTS stands for?
S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L. Not soul as in,
Not soul?
No.
Well, that's where they messed up.
You're right.
That's where they messed up.
I didn't realize that's what BTS.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
BTS, I don't actually. So it's an acronym for a Korean phrase, which means something that I can't remember.
It's boy band.
No, it doesn't.
I'm pretty sure that's what
it means. You gotta stop saying it, man.
Bring the Soul will be seen in 110 countries, the widest event cinema release ever. It's gonna open on Wednesday and will be seen through the most places through Sunday. In fact, they're even here in the U.S. and they're saying this thing is gonna break all records. That's how big. If you've never heard of BTS, you're the last one.
Pretty much for real at this point.
Are you ready to hear my amazing fact of the day? The Nintendo character Kirby.
Yeah.
You know Kirby?
Big pink ball.
Yeah.
In Smash Brothers, you eat the other players
and
get their powers.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Kirby.
Kirby is named after an attorney named John Kirby, who successfully defended Nintendo in court when they were sued by Universal, because Universal was suing them saying that Donkey Kong was a ripoff of King Kong.
Okay. Okay, let's calm down.
So Universal was suing Nintendo, and they used this John Kirby dude who won, and they're like, going to name a character after you.
That's cool.
Isn't
I
that
didn't
cool?
know that.
Yeah.
That is
fun.
Like the best way to honor somebody.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love to be
a video game character.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be in a video game. Remember, I want to be Ready Player One.
But that's
as
different.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. It's a whole different world, though.
I want to get Black Mirror, San Junipero'd.
Okay.
You can experiment on my body. You can do whatever you want with it. As long as my consciousness is downloaded.
That's all that matters
into
to
the
you.
Cloud. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that.
Podcast.
Yep. Even when I'm crying crazy.
Sure.
Yeah, I got extras. That's the human in me. I love Lizzo.
I know.
All I want to do is sing Lizzo all the time.
I know. Let's get to the podcast extras. Start with you, my friend. Oh, wait, no.
No, you don't.
No.
I won.
Hold on.
I won.
Hold on, then. Oh. There's a story about this El Porto, California resident. El Porto, by the way, where I used to surf all the time. Loved El Porto.
Hey.
His name, or her name is Catherine Kidd. She has upset her neighbors by painting her property bright pink with large yellow emojis all on the outside.
That's offensive.
You can look up photos of it.
It's like the Up House, but with emojis?
I wish I could tell you it was as adorable as the Up House. It's not. It's a pink, bright pink house with huge yellow emojis.
I mean, I just feel like you're asking for people to vandalize your property.
Well, I'll tell you that she actually paid a local street artist to graffiti the house with this look. And neighbors are saying, this thing is hideous. You need to change it.
You're bringing down everyone's property value. But you know what? I'm on her side. Bring down the property value in California.
It's ugly, though.
Everything's too expensive.
I'm with you that everything's too expensive.
I would live in an ugly neighborhood if it meant that it was cheaper.
This house, I would not want to drive by this house. I mean, it's god-awful, man. There's no other way to tell you, but I don't think you understand.
All right, hold on. Let me Google it.
Bright pink emoji with yellow emojis smiling back at you. It looks like something you would see as a stick. Yeah, you see it now?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Uh-huh.
I hear you.
Okay.
And I want to be offended with you.
Please tell me you're...
But I love it.
No, you do not.
I love it.
No, you do
they
not.
They picked two great emojis. I mean, they didn't pick my favorite emoji, the salsa dancer.
Uh-huh.
Or the back handsprings gymnast. That's another one I like to do because that's how I get out
solid
of conversations.
One. Okay.
I just back handspring. Or the nail paint emoji. That's how you know I'm not listening to you.
You've been using that one a lot lately with
I
me.
Really have. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just because when you say something that I don't care about, I'm just like, paint my nails.
Okay.
But they did the mouth zipped emoji, which I love, and the crazy face emoji with the tongue out.
It's a hideous thing.
I love it.
I say burn it down. Burn the whole house down.
I say burn John Watkins down.
Fine. Hey, you had a bunch of nice reviews. You've been begging for reviews.
Guys.
Yeah.
You really came through for us.
Yeah.
I got to tell you that yesterday sat in my production room and I was Googling, or I looked through our iTunes reviews. We got some Tunes reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because we asked you guys to help us defend the show to management, the podcast, because, you know, management doesn't get it, and that's fine.
They're not there yet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is going to help a lot. So you guys went on and you said so many nice things about the podcast. I really appreciate it. So I'd like to start a new thing in the podcast where we read a couple of your iTunes reviews. These are all very sweet. We also welcome sarcasm.
We also welcome,
you know, if you want to make fun of us, that's cool, too.
That's fine, yeah.
But these ones that we got were very, very sweet, and I just wanted to shout out a few of the people that wrote the reviews because they're just so nice. So the first one I want to read is Turbo1MS. I'm supposed to know how to say that, but you get to pick your own username. So on iTunes. So Turbo1MS says, you guys are the best. I look forward to listening to the podcast every single day. You make my work more enjoyable and make me laugh every day. I love you guys.
Aw.
We love you too,
thank
Turbo.
You. Turbo.
Isn't that such a good nickname,
though?
It is
a good nickname.
Hey, Turbo.
You ever see the cartoon Turbo about the snail that wanted to be a racer?
Nope. Sorry, buddy.
All right, then.
I know. This one comes from J to the Orden. Thank you.
That's awesome.
J to the Orden. Jordan.
The Mix Party Fix is one of the best things about living in Utah. John Monroe and Jackson are so hilarious, and they really do make you feel better when there's discouraging stuff going on in the world. The podcast is also amazing and very convenient since I can only catch 15 minutes of the show on the radio, but I always want to listen to the whole show. Seriously, though, whether you live in Utah or anywhere else, do yourself a favor and download this podcast. Yes, tell your friends out of state. Like, yeah. You don't have to. Radio, that's the other part that's so great about podcasting. Radio's local. You can only hear it here. But with the podcast, you can hear it anywhere. We've got listeners in Brazil. We've got listeners in Europe. We've got listeners in Asia. Like, a lot of people listen to this show all over the world, and we really, really love that.
I like the fact that he said on a bad day, we turn it around. Because that really is, like, when we come in every day, that's the goal. We always say, like, life's hard. Your morning show shouldn't be.
Really? Well, yeah. And, like, everyone has a political take on the morning shows. You know what I mean? Like, especially in our building. This is a building full of very strongly opinionated people. Yes. And so, life's hard. I hate looking at the news. I hate looking at my Facebook feed because everything's so horrifying all the time. So we really try hard to keep it apolitical.
Yep.
We don't bring up politics. We don't bring up horrifying stories, unless Saturday morning cereal, in which case you're welcome. But we want this to be, we want as much as we can to be a light.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We want you guys to have a good time. We want to have a good time because you're going to get the horrifying stuff everywhere else. But, like, there's not a lot of places where you can come and just have a good time and enjoy yourself.
Listen to those dummies.
Yeah. Last one. This one comes from Brandy. Oh, honey. Oh, Brandy on the Rocks. That's cute, too. Brandy on the Rocks. What,
did you think her last name was something really weird? Is that why you honeyed it?
Well, the Y kind of carried over. I thought it was Therix, not The Rocks, because it's T-H-E space R-O-X.
Thoreau, actually, is Thoreau. How it's Thoreau.
There's no you in there, pal.
That's otherwise how it's pronounced.
Anyway.
English.
I love this podcast, and I love your show. You guys are so funny, and now I have my coworkers listening because they always wanted to know what was making me laugh so hard on the daily. It betters our workday, and I'm glad it's on the podcast since I can't listen to the radio at work. You guys are the best. Also, huge true crime fans, so I'm loving the Saturday morning cereal. Thank you. Can we talk about what we're planning on?
I don't know what we're planning on.
Why not? If you don't want it, if it doesn't actually end up happening, don't cry to us about it.
Okay.
So every other Saturday we do our Saturday morning cereal.
Oh.
I want every Sunday to release another episode. We don't have a title for it. John's working title is
The Breakfast Club.
Nope.
Club.
Nope.
No. The Babysitter's Club. Club.
So every Sunday, all week we're going to read a Babysitter's Club book. And then every Sunday, we're going to sit down and discuss it like it's a book club. It's so funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I know.
So because I haven't read The Babysitter's Club since I was like in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember really liking it. So I just feel like,
and I've never read a Babysitter's Club.
Yeah,
ever.
And what a great. It's one of those things. Again, it's apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bunch of gals getting together, babysitting, having a good time.
There's nothing about it that speaks to me. But if it's something you want to do,
I want to do it. And you're gonna read a Babysitter's Club book, and you're gonna end up being a big fan. Read it with your daughter.
Oh, that'd be.
She's probably a little young for him right now.
Probably,
but
so.
I don't think not that they're graphic. She just won't identify with it.
Yeah.
But she was born 35 years old. So.
That's a good point.
She's a grown up.
She is. So.
As far as she's concerned. So she might be going into kindergarten, but she's 37.
I think it's a fun idea.
I think it'll be a good time.
If this is something you'd actually listen to, let us know. Because, like, I don't want to do it and then be like, oh.
Nobody's interested.
I'm reading a lot of books for no reason. Don't make me read.
Yeah, so you can text us at 844-649-1051 or go download our app. And you can leave us a voice message. So look for Mix 105.1. You have to put the point in there. Utah. It's the one published by Broadway Media. And there's actually a really cool thing on the app called Open Mic. You click on it, you tap it, and then you can leave us a little voice memo. And if you want to start adding things, like, because the thing is, on the podcast, we can't be interactive the same way that we are on air. But if you leave us voicemails, we can put that into the podcast, we can play it back, and we can actually have conversations with you, which I think would be really fun. So, yes or no, would you listen to us review every Sunday a Babysitter's Club book?
Bye.